I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Julie Kirk and Sue Smithson. They are with the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble, which is having its 35th anniversary this year, and a series of concerts starting on Friday, December 11th. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
So tell us how the Women's Ensemble got started.
Well, it's actually very interesting. One of our founders, Sakina von Briesen, was inspired by the acoustics at Loretto Chapel. And so she asked Suzanne McLean, who was our first director, whether she could start a women's group. So there were 9 singers that first year, and they performed a December concert, and they performed a piece that we are singing with this concert. So we're kind of going back to those original roots. We're doing the Ceremony of Carols, which is by Benjamin Britten. And so that group of original 9 performed as we are going to perform. And actually, we just ran into one of the ladies who was one of our first singers here at Santa Fe Baking.
Are there any people who are still here after 35 years?
Well, we have 3 of our singers that attended, 2 or 3 that attended that first concert, but some joined the next year.
And it's a women's ensemble that sings music really of all kinds, I mean, spanning centuries.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. One of the things, I'm relatively new to the group. This is my 2nd year with the ensemble. And one of the things that I was really happy about to be part of this group, there were 2 things that came to mind immediately. The first one was the opportunity to sing in the Loretta Chapel.
Yes.
Because even though I've been singing in the Santa Fe area for quite a number of years, I'd never had a chance to sing there. And it's such a beautiful acoustic and such a historic atmosphere and everything about that it was a wonderful opportunity. The other thing relating to what you asked about all of the different centuries and music was the repertoires that Linda Rainey has put together are just fascinating. And in particular, a lot of the commissioned works, I think we're doing 3 commissioned works
In this concert.
In this concert, mm-hmm. Right, that have been commissioned by the Women's Ensemble for Women's Voices. And a couple of them have struck me, the beauty of them particularly, just wonderful pieces.
And we are going to have a commission this year as well. Actually, so far we've had 32 commissions over the years. And so those are new pieces written by very fantastic composers that then go out into the world for other groups to perform. In May, we're going to have Z. Randall Stroop, who is a fantastic composer, and he's going to be presenting his new piece that we'll be singing in May, so that's something to look forward to.
The commissions, do they tend to be in a very contemporary style?
All kinds of different things. We did a lady mass several years ago that was really hearkening back to, you know, the original Mary being honored with masses. And it was just beautiful, complete with chimes and, oh, just gorgeous pieces. We're doing one this year, the Stork, that is going to be with the harp. And the imagery is just so beautiful. The words come from a 14th century anonymous scribble on somebody's prayer book, and it tells of the story of the stork who hears that Jesus has been born, and so she leaves her babies and flies to Jerusalem and is looking for him, and she finds him in the manger, and she's just heartbroken by his mean estate that she plucks the feathers from her breast and feathers the cradle there.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
It's beautiful music, and it's the composer is Gerald Neer, and at the time that the ensemble commissioned Gerald to write that piece, he was local here, and I had the opportunity to work under Gerald Neer for a number of years. And it's, yes, and I didn't get a chance to sing the Stork while I was working with Gerald, so this is kind of a treat too, to be able to perform the Stork.
Is there any relationship between that and the myth that the stork brought your babies?
That, yes, there is. At the end line is that storks will forever be honored, friends of babies. Yeah.
Nice. Now, do any of these commissions, are any of them by women composers?
Oh, yes, we have had women commissioned composers as well. Well, Linda Rice Beck, she's a singer of ours, and she's written gorgeous. She's one of our favorite I think we're going to be doing her circle song that she wrote a couple of years ago. She wrote a very beautiful piece, and I know it's we're going to be doing it in May, revisiting that. But we have had females as well.
Our previous season, we sang her Songs of Peace.
Yes.
That she had been commissioned by two of our other singers in our ensemble to do. And that was great fun, because you don't often get to rehearse and learn a piece of music with the composer
as well as
being part of the group, and one of the singers. So that was a unique experience and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And she could make comments to us.
Yeah,
directly.
She would go, oh, well, I don't think that breath works there. Let's change that.
Correct. You're right. Yeah. What's the intent of the
composer?
That's
not what the composer wanted.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now, you are doing a Christmas concert. Is it a lot of Christmas music? Is some of it popular or well-known Christmas music?
I would say it's not very popular Christmas music as far as the carols that everybody knows, but we are doing some traditional Polish carols. We're doing them in English, and they're very sweet pieces that should become popular.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question, because I've been thinking back. Our theme has been about remembrance, seeing that it's the 35th anniversary, mm-hmm. and we're redoing the ceremony of carols, which was originally done in 1981. And I thought back to, and this was something I think that, Julie, you initiated, which was all of the singers to think back to where they were in 1981. And
yeah.
We've done a fun little thing on Facebook regarding that.
With photos and all of the singers, they're where they were, what they were doing in 1981.
Right. And in terms of that, it occurred to me this morning when I was thinking about getting ready for this that back in 1981, I remember distinctly the vinyl LP that I had of Ceremony of Carols.
Oh.
And every Advent time, we would get out our regular holiday music that we would like to listen to in the morning, and that was one of them. And that's when I first became acquainted, really, with the entire piece and how fascinating it was and how that had been put together and how much fun it was to listen to. But I've never had the opportunity to sing it.
You've never sung it before?
No, so this is going to be a real treat. And I've known it in my head, you know, just like we were talking the other day, but I haven't had a chance to perform it. So it's really going to be fun.
We're talking to Julie Kirk and Sue Smithson of the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble. Now, to what extent are you singing unaccompanied, and to what extent are you using instruments?
I would say that, a little more than half we're going to have with the harpist, because the ceremony of carols is going to be the whole second half, and that's all accompanied with the harp. And that's Lynn Gorman DeVelder is going to be the harpist. And then there's also the stork is accompanied by harp. And then the other one,
it looks like there might be five or six that are a cappella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unaccompanied.
Now, what is your background, each one of you, as a singer? I mean, do you have a sort of classical opera style training or choral training?
I've learned on the job, so to speak. I've never been particularly classically trained. I took voice lessons in college, but, you know, never pursued anything. But I've been in singing in groups since eighth grade. And so it's been, you know, Chorus of Santa Fe, Symphony Chorus, Canticum Novum, the Women's Ensemble back in the late 80s, and then now 11 years with the Women's Ensemble. So I've been kind of on the job training.
But very much always in a choral group.
Yes.
Because I would think it's a different kind of singing technique. I mean, there are people who are wonderful soloists, but if you had 25 soloists all singing together, it's too much.
That's true. It doesn't work. And what's really interesting, too, is that it's very much a listening sort of thing. You have to listen to everyone else around you and balance, but then also, we're in octaves, or it's almost like having horse's ears, and you're always having the ears twist.
Turning around.
Yeah, turning around back and forth to where you're listening.
Well, I learned music by playing an instrument. So I grew up playing a woodwind instrument. And it wasn't until probably when I was in my early 20s, I've sung all my life for fun, like a lot of us do. And I had sung in choirs in school when I was younger. But it wasn't until I got into my early 20s that I started singing in a church choir that was quite a fine group in Madison, Wisconsin. And they had paid section leaders and that sort of thing. And I sat next to a woman, an English woman, who gave me the Oxford Book of Carols. And we just happened to have a recording of it at home on an LP. And she said, take this home. And if you learn all of the pieces in this book, you'll be set. So I gained a lot of knowledge from her about choral singing and good choral singing. And then I just kept singing in choirs throughout my life. And it wasn't until really I got to Santa Fe and was singing in a church and met some directors of some of the groups here in town. And they said, well, you should come and sing with us. And I started going. And the more I did that, the more I learned, and it just kind of blossomed here in Santa Fe. We have a wonderful singing community.
We really do. Mm-hmm. We really do.
And it seems like there's quite an age range. Is that right?
Definitely.
I mean, I always wonder whether younger people are coming up in the same, because we had chorus in school,
yes,
including public school, since really, I mean, first and second grade. I don't know if that's happening so much anymore.
Well, I think that we're kind of a more mature community here.
In Santa Fe?
Yeah. So I know a lot of our singers, you know, are either middle-aged or older. But we've been working with Girls Inc. In November, we did about five or six sessions with them, kind of showing them what we do and getting them interested in music and just playing and having fun with them.
It has. It has been a lot of fun to be together. But I think, yeah, it's something that needs to be done because it's so good for your brain. You know, when we are singing in six or seven languages and all the rhythm, and I think it's very good for our brain.
What do you mean?
You're memorizing things. You're learning pronunciation. You're having to work with rhythm and how things change. Some pieces are very straightforward, and some, I think the stork has, it's in seven beats per measure. And so each one causes your brain to, I think, adapt almost. And then you've got the social sort of issues as well. We're together, you know, you're striving for something, this performance, or we're learning this piece, and sometimes you go, oh my gosh, I don't know if we're ever going to get it. And then, boom, it just gels right together, and it's just like an aha, we did it.
Kind of creating a masterpiece. You
it
start
is.
Out with a few lines, and you don't know what you're going to get, and then the more it develops, the more beautiful it becomes, and then when you finally get a chance to perform it, it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and I think being able to perform in these beautiful spaces is just a wonderful thing, too.
It's inspiring.
Because Loretto is just so beautiful, and the acoustics are just fantastic. It's a beautiful historic building, but it's also acoustically so nummy. I mean, when you cut off a cord and it goes racing to the back of the chapel and then comes back and smashes you in the face, it's just so much fun.
The ricochet.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
So the concerts of the Santa Fe Women Ensemble, the 35th anniversary concerts, are starting this Friday. And they're going, it's on odd days in December, so the 11th, 13th, 15th, 17th at Loretto Chapel, all at 6:30 in the evening. And then Saturday, December 19th at 3 o'clock at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Chapel. Where's that? And what's it like as a sound space?
The address is 50 Mount Carmel Road, but it's kind of by Santa Fe Prep, there by the Carmelite
Monastery.
Yes.
Convent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it is a more modern church. It was built, I think, in the mid-60s. But I was researching the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and that area started out as a sanatorium.
And good heavens.
I know, I know. And then John Gaw meme...
The echoes of the screams?
Yes. No, no, not... No, for TB, I think.
Oh, okay.
The lungers that came to Santa Fe. And so... John Gaw Meme and the Dr. Mara, who were in that area, decided that they were going to start a hotel. So they put a hotel in that area. And then it became, it's just a, how this evolves in Santa Fe. But the chapel itself is very clean lines. From the outside, it's very New Mexican. But inside, it's very clean. And the acoustics are just beautiful as well.
Okay. Yeah, we really enjoyed singing in there. And it was an interesting contrast between Loretto and Immaculate Heart. It might have been just a tad warmer in Immaculate Heart, but a beautiful acoustic. Mm-hmm. Both are just beautiful acoustics.
They are. And, you know, I've lived here for more than 30 years, and you would drive by and you'd see the Carmelite sign, but you never went beyond that. And now that performances are being done there, it's a beautiful place, and what a hidden gem of Santa Fe that is kind of neat to be able to go into.
The Santa Fe Women's Ensemble is on the web at sfwe.org. Julie Kirk, soprano, Sue Smithson, alto. Thank you both for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Oh, thank you very
much.
Thank
you for having us. It was great.
And we're going to go out today with music from the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble.